The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Come to you from Kurt Subaru Studios. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. We do have some breaking news. We're just we're cleaning up some audio that we're going to share with you exclusively here in just a moment. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
So as you've been hearing, Richard Sherman, the former Seattle Seahawk, and one of the greatest Seattle Seahawks, one of the finest cornerbacks to ever play in the NFL, somebody who is quite likely a Hall of Famer, I would say almost certainly a Hall of Famer. Richard Sherman, he was involved in an incident this morning where what everyone's been reporting, we know that it began on 520 with a suspected DUI, him crashing into a concrete barrier, then into a construction zone, popping all the tires on his car, abandoning the vehicle right off the 148th exit of 520, and then making his way about 2 hours, or 2 miles, I should say, over the next hour to his ex-in-law's house, which was, you know, close enough for him to make the trek. We assume he walked or ran, but there have been protection orders against Richard Sherman, and because of all of that, this is being looked at as a felony domestic violence situation. The in-laws did not want him at the house, and there have been problems with the ex-wife as well. So that's what everybody has been reporting up till now. I'm going to share with you some audio because this story actually began much earlier in the evening. So let me just give you what we know for now. We just brought to you the press conference from the Redmond Police Department and Chief Daryl Lowe talking about the altercation, him resisting, and them then sending him a canine. Here we go.
Mr. Sherman physically resisted officers' efforts to take him into custody, and a Redmond police canine was deployed to assist in gaining control of Mr. Sherman.
So they had to send the dog in. He suffered some minor injuries. He said that he was arrested after that.
Mr. Sherman was eventually taken into custody. Both Mr. Sherman and the officer sustained minor injuries as a result of the altercation and the canine deployment.
Also, the charges that he's facing because of all this?
He was booked for residential burglary with the domestic violence component, resisting arrest, and malicious mischief.
And the chief said that because of his relationship with the occupants of that house, his ex-in-laws, that's why this rises to the level of domestic violence.
The domestic violence component results from Mr. Sherman's relationship with the occupants of the residence, not due to him physically assaulting his significant other.
And they do believe that he was under the influence.
I was told that there was an odor of an intoxicant being emitted from his breath in person.
And they had to take him off to jail after he went to the hospital where he was denied bail.
I'm told it was a minor laceration to the lower leg and ankle area as a result of the canine contact.
All right, well, let's get to what is exclusive to the Dory Monson Show and Cairo Radio. This whole evening, this whole incident actually began much earlier down in Maple Valley. Richard Sherman, when he was playing for the Seahawks, he bought a home. It was described as a mansion in Maple Valley. $2.9 million was the purchase price, I believe, and that was, gosh, seven, eight years ago. And so, you know, now it's probably a $5, $6 million house. I presume that's where his ex-wife still is, in their former joined mansion down in Maple Valley. So what we have just obtained is a 911 call because Richard Sherman, this whole evening, this whole altercation began at that Maple Valley mansion where his ex-wife still lives. She called 911, and here is that exclusive audio.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and blurred. He's threatening to kill himself.
Stop. What's the address? Are there any weapons stopped?
I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself.
Wow. This is all new. But this is Rich Sherman's ex-wife. We believe, we are fairly certain, saying that he first, long before he was driving allegedly under the influence on 520, that Richard Sherman was in Maple Valley, and you just heard her say on a couple of occasions that he had threatened to kill himself, and then more specifically that he was going to hang himself. This is a very sad glimpse into what preceded all of the information that we've been reporting throughout the day today.
He's saying that if the police show up, so please don't shoot is what I'm asking.
Okay, wait. Say that again.
He said if the police show up, that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay. Been physical with anybody there? You said he's trying to fight your uncle?
Yes, it has.
How has it been physical?
He just tried to fight him.
Okay, trying to fight somebody and actually being physical is two different things. How has it been physical?
It's a 2016 black Mercedes. Richard, please stop.
Is that a sedan, SUV?
It's just a black sedan, Mercedes SUV.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to get out the gate. I cut it off.
What do you mean you cut it off?
I cut the gate. We live behind it. It's Richard Sherman. Like, ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here
listen
now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this. You need to stop telling me that.
Okay, but what I'm
not going to slow help down.
Okay, well, what I need to know is that he's
What's your name?
My name is Ashley Sherman.
Do you know what his date of birth is?
3/30/88.
Okay, slow down so I can understand you. What's the date of birth?
March 30th, 1988. March 30th, 1988. His name is Richard Kevin Sherman.
Does anybody need an ambulance there? You said it was physical.
No, we don't need an ambulance.
Okay. And he does not have any weapons or access to weapons?
No.
Okay, and how much has he had to drink tonight?
Two bottles.
Two bottles of what?
Ma'am.
A vodka and Hennessy.
Okay, hard alcohol.
It's alcohol. Okay. He's intoxicated.
Okay, sir. I'm only going to talk to one person, so please put the phone down and talk to
ma'am.
Ashley.
Look, okay, is the sheriff on the way?
Okay, listen. It's over on dispatch, okay? Talking to me is not going to slow anything else down.
Okay, well, I'll jump in here because I'm just getting flooded with text messages about the dispatcher. I am hearing this for the first time, as are you. And most of the comments I'm getting are about the 911 dispatcher here. But, you know, I've heard enough of these calls to know that they are trained to try to get the person calling in to calm down. But I understand the complaints. I understand the criticism. As you just heard, the ex-wife alleges that Richard Sherman, this would have been, we don't know what time exactly this was. And Nicole, as you've been working with Hannah Scott to obtain this audio, do we know what time this 911 call was made?
I don't know the exact time. I can probably track that down.
Okay. I mean, if he left from there and then drove up to 520, that's less than an hour. I mean, it may have been after midnight because the 520 crash happened at about 1 a.m. Okay, let's get back to this 911 call. So what we've heard so far is the ex-wife alleges that he drank two bottles of hard alcohol, hard liquor, that he had threatened on multiple occasions to kill himself, that he said that if the police came, he would fight with them. Which, if he was drunkenly thinking that, might suggest suicide by cop. I have a lot of people asking me if this could be a reflection of CTE, where So many, especially football players, have had head injuries, and it leads to, you know, violence that is somehow inexplicable. And of course, we don't know the answer to that. But I acknowledge all of you who are asking that question, and it certainly is a reasonable question to ask. Okay, let's get back to the 911 call that we're hearing for the first time exclusively here on Cairo Radio, the Dori Monson Show.
Someone gets killed, bro. Like,
okay, I'll let you off the line. The officers have the information. 911, what are you reporting?
I was trying to say that he is. I'm worried that he may go to my parents' house in Redmond.
Hey, he's on his way to your house.
Okay, have you called your parents? Have you called your parents?
Yes, we're on the phone with my dad right now.
Okay, so if he shows up there, then they can call 911.
They're trying to get someone to respond.
Okay. Hello?
No, my dad is sick and has cancer, and Rich dad sees us.
Ashley, yes. I'm going to let you off the line.
No, listen, we already have, I understand, ma'am, but this, okay. We already have an ERPO order. We've tried to do everything, and this is like.
Okay, I have all the information over on dispatch. I'm going to let you off the line because there is anything I can help you with here. Just tell your parents if he shows up there that they need to call 911.
Okay.
But the officers have all the information to be on the lookout for him.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, that is 4 minutes and 12 seconds of 911 audio that Dori Monson Show and reporter Hannah Scott have obtained. And so we now have a much fuller picture than anybody else has had on this story, that this began with what sounds like a domestic violence situation with his ex-wife at his former home that he shared with her down in Maple Valley. She alleges that he had drank two bottles of hard liquor, that he on multiple occasions threatened to kill himself, that he specifically said he was going to hang himself. She said that if the police arrived, he would fight with them. And if Richard Sherman threatened that in a drunken state, that would suggest to me that he was contemplating suicide by cop, because he knows what would go down if he got physical with the police officers who were arriving on the scene. But then before the police officers were able to get there, he got in his car, drove off. You heard how frantic his ex-wife was as he was driving off. And we now know that this going to his ex-in-law's house was clearly premeditated. Because she told the dispatcher that he's going to go to her parents' house. So Richard Sherman, I'm trying to think, the trip from Maple Valley. I don't know if you'd come up 405. You'd probably come up 405 after taking, was it 167, 169 that goes down to Maple Valley. Our traffic people would know better than I. Then you get on 405. I mean, I'm just thinking of the distance he traveled if he was that drunk. Driving his car, probably traveled up 405, got on 520 East, and that's when he allegedly hit the concrete barrier, went into a construction site, popped the tires on his car, went into, got off on 148th, abandoned his vehicle, and then got somehow about 2 miles from where he abandoned his car to his ex-in-law's house. And they had been alerted that he was on the way. His ex-wife said, he told us he's going to go to my parents' house, and she called his parents. Apparently, they tried to get the police to come preemptively before Richard Sherman arrived there. But Richard Sherman got there. He tried to, as we heard from the Redmond police chief, he tried to break down their door, but he was not able to gain entry to the house. And that's when police finally arrived, and after a bit of a showdown, where he was unresponsive, where he was not following their directions. You have the canine that went in and helped to subdue Richard Sherman. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries and then taken to the King County Jail, where he is being held with no bail. So thank you to producer Nicole and reporter Hannah Scott, who exclusively obtained that 911 audio for us to give you the most complete.
Let me in.
show of this story. Yes, Nicole?
I'm hearing Sorry. You. We actually have more. There's a second part where they call back from a car while they're chasing him down the street. So we'll have that for you as well in the next few minutes.
Okay. We're just getting all of this in, and we do have to make sure it's properly bleeped for radio and all of that. So this next batch or this next 911 audio, who's talking on it?
So they call back from the car. A bunch of different officers are involved in the call, and it's a friend or uncle. I mean, like I said, we're still going through it. They say that they're following Sherman with his wife. He's trying to cut them off. He cuts her off and stops her. I'm getting there. So we'll go through.
All right. So we're going to make sure that audio is cleaned up for radio, and we will present that to you exclusively in just a few minutes, right after we check the news here at the bottom of the hour. Now, let me broaden this out a little bit, because you want absolute 100% proof that money does not buy happiness. Richard Sherman, over the course of his 10-year NFL career, has made $82.5 million. $82.5 million. That is generational money. That's the kind of money where your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids will never need to want for anything because of what Richard Sherman has earned, unless you just blow it all. And money does not buy happiness. And you also think about his Legion of Boom running mate, Earl Thomas. And remember, a couple of years ago, Earl Thomas had an affair with a woman. His wife found out. She was able to track where he was on his phone. She grabbed a gun. She went. She's chasing Earl Thomas around a car with a gun, threatening to shoot and kill him. A lot of people who make an awful lot of money, it just seems to bring all kinds of horrible decision-making and grief. And then, again, what a lot of people have been asking, do I think that this could be CTE-related? I have no idea. And there are a lot of reasons why people make horrible decisions in their lives. And CTE is one of many, many, many reasons. But it would be quite presumptuous of me to try to assign this to any one cause. But I just have no idea. Nobody has any idea. Let me take a quick time out here. We'll check the news for you at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to have another new batch of 911 audio as we present the most complete picture of what happened with Richard Sherman as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. A lot of people have been asking me on the text line, which I am earnestly following. You can text me at 98973. A lot of people have asked, aren't they still married? Richard and Ashley Sherman. They might be. I mean, here's what I don't know. I don't understand that. So I'm just looking at his bio here. And they gave birth to their first son when she was his girlfriend back in 2015.
Dory.
I'm going to just finish this. Then I'll talk to you, Nicole. And then they were married in March of 2018, and I don't see anything about a divorce, but then my question would be, why are her parents his ex-in-laws? So, okay, what do you know?
I think she's corrected that on social media recently, so she corrected it by saying, we are still married, because somebody called her parents and her an ex, and she says, we are still married.
Okay, so what everybody in the country has been reporting, that he went to his ex-in-law's house after all the stuff we're hearing now, that would be incorrect. They apparently are his in-laws currently.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And boy, that, once again, that's our listeners. Great information that you shared with me that made me question that to begin with. Okay. We have some more audio for you. So, Nicole, I know that you've just been cutting this up and making sure it's all bleeped and all of that. So do you want me to play the 4-minute one or just the three other ones after that?
Yeah, no, just the ones that are labeled. So this is her, we believe it's her uncle he's referred to earlier in the call.
Yeah.
He calls while following the two of them. They end up stopping in the middle of the street and getting into an argument in the middle of the street. So this is the uncle detailing that.
Okay.
So there's four cuts that that are labeled towards the top there, Dory.
Okay. Yeah, we're just getting all of this audio in, exclusive to the Dory Monson Show and Cairo Radio. Nicole and Hannah Scott have been working on this. Okay, so in what we played for you in the last segment, his wife called, said he had drank two bottles of hard liquor, that he threatened to kill himself, specifically threatened to hang himself, said he would fight with the cops if they responded. And then toward the end of that, you heard him driving off and her screaming at him to not drive. And so now we have what apparently is his wife's uncle, who was in the house with her when Richard Sherman was denied access, and he calls 911 while following Richard Sherman. And the uncle and his niece, Richard Sherman's wife, are in the car trying to chase Richard Sherman down.
911, what are you reporting?
Hi, there was a domestic dispute at this for King County. Sure.
Okay. At what address?
They just left the...
And I do see we're still on the call, but we
well, they're not on the call anymore. He's now, the wife is trying to leave. He's following her. He's intoxicated. He's driving. And I'm following them to make sure she's safe.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the wife drove off. Richard Sherman was following her, and her uncle is following both of them as he makes this call. And then a confrontation in the road.
He stopped her. We're stopped in the middle of the road. She got around.
She's continuing.
Yep. We're 196 and Southeast 196 and Petrovsky.
Which direction is she continuing?
Yeah, well, he keeps cutting her off. She's trying to get away, but he keeps cutting her off.
Oh, jeez. I mean, thank you, Lord, that nobody else was hurt on these roads as a allegedly drunk Richard Sherman is. I mean, you could hear the car accelerate in the background of that 911 call. And the uncle says that she kept trying to get away. He kept pulling ahead of her and trying to cut her off. And my goodness. We are very fortunate that there was nobody else injured in all of this. And then the dispatcher asked, did Richard Sherman threaten his wife?
Were there any specific threats to her?
He told her if the kids aren't in the car, he was going to hurt her. And the kids aren't in the car. So he won't let her leave.
Say a prayer for those children, too, because that's very traumatic to see that with your parents. It's for a child, it is it's awful. And I never saw physical violence, but I saw emotional garbage when I was a kid. And it tears you up. It tears you up as a child. And how old are his kids now? Six. His first son is 6 years old, and then his daughter is 5 years old. So 6 and 5. And then the other question I have, if the uncle was in the home with his wife, who's watching the kids? As all three of them are flying up the road on Petrovsky in three different cars, who is still behind in the house watching the 5 and 6-year-olds who I hope were sleeping? You know, this is all happening after midnight this morning. But, you know, maybe the kids were able to sleep through the screaming and the turmoil. But if not, God bless those kids, because it's awful. And it's traumatizing and it's scarring for kids. So and then if what the uncle alleged is correct, that he, Richard Sherman, threatened to harm her as long as the children were not in the car. He was not going to take out his kids, but he sounds like he was going to take out his ex-wife, his wife. I got to recalibrate all that because I've been hearing the opposite all day long. His wife, the uncle, says that he was willing to take her out. She says he was suicidal himself. And that's a long way. If he was as drunk as they allege, that is a long way to drive from Maple Valley to 520, where he crashed in the construction site, abandoned his car, and then either walked or ran or somehow got up to his in-laws' house. So there you go. That is that's the most complete aspect of this story that anybody in the country has. And it's thanks to the great team that that we have with us here, to Hannah Scott, Nicole Thompson, that we were able to exclusively get you all that audio and let you know that this started long before the alleged DUI on 520, that it started with what sounds like an incredibly sad domestic incident at his house with his wife in Maple Valley, quite a bit before the car crash and everything else that people had been talking about all day. So there you have it. Most complete part of the story everyone's talking about. Okay, quick time out, and then the Dory Monson Show will continue as we roll on a very busy breaking news afternoon. The entire show, this entire afternoon, has been about getting you audio and getting you insights into the stories that we're all talking about. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Let me get to the awesome audio here. There's one, and then if you are just joining us, and I understand lots of people are tuning in because word has spread of the audio that we've obtained that gave a much more rounded picture of what happened with Richard Sherman last night. There's some other stuff going on in the news, including over the new president. Joe Biden's the president these days, you know. And he was on The View, and he says that he is going to take care of the weather here in the Pacific Northwest for us.
What are we doing about this? This is, to me, the most urgent question of the decade, of the century, maybe. Look at these people in the northwest of this country, 115 degrees in part of Canada. I mean, what is going on? The world is coming apart. Are you guys going to fix that? That's what I want to know, or at least contribute to fixing it.
The problem is in our face right now. You know, I used to think of climate change as a future issue, doing right by future generations. What's it going to be like in 2050? And I still think about that. But this story is one more example of what's going on right now in 2021. There's no time to argue about whether it's real. It's happening. And it's incredibly dangerous. The East Coast and the West Coast. These temperatures in the Pacific Northwest are unheard of. By the way, transportation infrastructure is starting to fail. There are highways buckling. Transit systems unavailable, cables melting. It's not supposed to be this hot.
Oh, it's just such a pack of lies. Oh, he just took Jay Inslee's MSNBC interview and repeated everything that Jay Inslee had to say a few days ago. And again, if you are just tuning in, we now know what preceded Richard Sherman on 520 and the alleged DUI, him abandoning his car, him going to his in-law's house. Prior to that, he was at his house in Maple Valley. His wife, and she says her uncle, were inside the house. And here was the 911 tape that we obtained on the incident that seemed to precipitate all of the other nastiness of the early hours of this morning.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and threatening to kill himself.
Stop. What's the address? Are there any weapons? Stop.
We took.
And again, I will mention that I was checking the text messages when we first played this an hour or so ago, and I have people were commenting more about the 911 dispatcher than about the content of what was being said by Richard Sherman's wife. People were not fans.
No, there's no gun. I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself. He's saying that if the police show up, so please don't shoot is what I'm asking.
Okay, wait. Say that again.
He said if the police show up, that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay. Been physical with anybody there? You said he's trying to fight your uncle?
Yes, it has.
How has it been physical?
He just tried to fight him.
Okay, trying to fight somebody and actually being physical is two different things. How has it been physical? What kind of car
is it? It's a 2016 black Mercedes. Richard, please stop!
Is that a sedan, an SUV?
It's just a black sedan, Mercedes SUV.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to get out the gate. I cut it off.
What do you mean you cut it off?
I cut the gate. We live behind it. It's Richard Sherman. Like, ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here
listen
now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this. You need to stop telling me that.
Okay,
talking
but what I'm
not going to slow help down.
He got out.
Talking to me is not going to slow help down.
Okay, well, what I need to know is that he's...
What's your name?
My name is Ashley Sherman.
Do you know what his date of birth is?
3/30/88.
Okay, slow down so I can understand you. What's the date of birth?
March 30th, 1988. March 30th, 1988. His name is Richard Kevin Sherman.
Does anybody need an ambulance there? You said it was physical.
No. We don't need an ambulance.
Okay. And he does not have any weapons or access to weapons?
No. No.
Okay. And how much has he had to drink tonight?
Two bottles.
Two bottles of what?
Ma'am.
A vodka and Hennessy.
Okay, hard alcohol.
It's alcohol. He's intoxicated.
Okay, sir. I'm only going to talk to one person, so please put the phone down
to
Ashley.
Look, okay, is the sheriff on the way?
Okay, listen, it's over on dispatch, okay? Talking to me is not going to slow anything else down.
Someone get killed, bro, like.
Okay, I'll let you off the line. The officers have the information. 911, what are you reporting?
Then call back right after
that. I was trying to say that I'm worried that he may go to my parents' house in Redmond.
Hey, he's on his way to your house.
Okay, have you called your parents?
Yes, we're on the phone. We're on the phone with my dad right now.
Okay, so if he shows up there, then they can call 911.
We're trying to get someone to respond.
Okay.
There.
Okay, and you hear what is reportedly her uncle in the background calling her parents to warn them that Richard Sherman was coming to their house. Okay, that's all we have for this afternoon. I hope that Richard Sherman gets the help he needs. I hope that his wife finds the peace that she needs. And I hope that their kids are not too scarred by incidents like this. Tom Curley Show is coming up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon.
Today is the hardest I have worked in a long, long time.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.